1320 WILS. The a new study looking at PTSD finding that for some reason veterans with PTSD, their blood vessels may not expand normally, which may mean high risk of heart attack and stroke. And in fact, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs says about 1 in 10 veterans from the recent wars has PTSD. Let's talk about what they're really facing. Shannon Walker joins us, an expert on veterans with PTSD. She runs the Northwest Battle Buddies, northwestbattlebuddies.org. Shannon, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Did you start the organization then?
I did. I founded it, yes, and I'm the president now.
And what's your own background then?
I've been a professional dog trainer for 20 years, and I have a business that I do a tremendous amount of boarding and training in Battleground, Washington State, and I've trained thousands of dogs. I've competed internationally, won the European Championships, only American to ever win in the sport of Schutzen against 13 countries, and trained police dogs and stuff like that.
In Northwest Battle Buddies, that deals with service dogs. How did you begin working with veterans, though?
You know what? My father was a veteran in the Air Force in the Korean War, and he taught me that when you're in the presence of a veteran, you're in the presence of a hero, even though he never considered himself one. But because he raised me that way, when a veteran came into my business, he wanted his personal dog to be trained to serve him as a service dog for his PTSD. And through that process, I saw him change. I learned about PTSD. I learned about the suicide rate of 22 veterans a day in America. And I saw him change. And it was so significant. He was heavily involved in therapy at the VA. Mm-hmm. And when his buddies saw the change in him, they started coming to me looking for help. And in my simple-minded thinking, I thought, if I can just adopt dogs out of shelters that are young and healthy and train them, then I can gift them to a veteran.
And how did that work, then?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I started a 501c3. As soon as I had an idea, I went to my first shelter. They checked out my reputation. Uh-huh. I walked out with 5 dogs for free, and we got started.
And how difficult is it to train a dog to be a service dog?
You know what? As long as you have a well-bred dog that is healthy and social to begin with, and then you have the knowledge base that I have, it's actually not difficult at all. It just takes time. We put in about 350 hours in each dog. Mm-hmm. It's about a 7-month process preparing the dog, and then the veterans go through about 2 months of training with us with their individual dog before we gift them to them, and then they go out and live life with that animal.
And what is the connection that occurs between a service dog and a veteran?
You know, it's amazing. Independence and freedom comes almost automatically. We see miracles happen before our eyes in the fact of what the veteran overcomes. Mm-hmm. I've seen veterans who, the very first time we take them out in the mall, I mean, to make training. I had a veteran that his helicopter went down in the Gulf War. He lost everybody but his best friend, and he kept him alive in shark-infested waters for hours, and then years later lost that best friend to suicide. And this particular veteran had not stepped inside a mall in 14 years, but he did it without question, without hesitation or complaint to make training with his service dog. And what's particularly wonderful to observe is when the veteran is having an anxiety attack or a flashback and watching that dog interact with them and lick their face and interrupt that moment and bring them back and get them grounded to the moment of now. They take them out of their mind where they're reliving a trauma. Mm-hmm. And they bring them back to today and help ground them and get them back.
And how do the dogs sense that that's happening?
You know, the body goes through a chemical change, just like epileptic or diabetic person. When the body starts to stress, you know, you're talking about that study, but when the stress starts to come and the anxiety starts to come, metabolically, they change, and the dogs sense that through the interaction and the relationship and the intimacy of the training.
And the dog will the dog will start moving towards the owner or doing so. What does the dog do at that moment?
Jump in their lap, lick their hands, lick their face, wake them up from nightmares, jump on top of them.
Mm. And that's what they're trained to do.
Yes.
Yeah, then by the way, I'm talking to Shannon Walker, founder of NorthwestBattleBuddies.org, training service dogs to work with veterans. And what does it do when you have a veteran who's had PTSD for many years? How are their symptoms affected then over time?
I'm sorry, when they've had it for many years?
Yeah, when the dog shows up and they start living with a dog, what are the changes to the PTSD part of it?
As far as their symptoms, they start going out in public. They interact with the public. They start doing things because they're more confident. Mm-hmm. They have more freedom and independence, and they're just more outgoing. And they also learn how to interact with the public and be social and how to have conversation. Because one of the main things about somebody with PTSD that I've experienced is they want to shut out the outside world. You cannot do that when you have a service dog, because everybody, all eyes are on you, all attention is on you. Mm-hmm. People want to come up and talk to you about your dog all the time, and they learn how to interact and overcome fears and anxieties and dealing with that. And that's part of the training they go through with us. We teach them how to interact and how to answer questions. So without mm-hmm. us, they can do it with confidence. And it's a ripple effect from freedom to freedom and of independence and overcoming anxieties.
Right. How many service dogs would you say you've trained?
We've trained 32 in 4 years that we've gifted to veterans.
Hmm. Yeah, you're training some right now then too, or?
Yeah, we are. We actually, tomorrow, we are introducing some veterans to their dogs, and they'll start the two-month process with us. Mm. So it's an exciting day.
And is there a choice? I mean, do you bring them all into a room and they choose the dog that'll be with them, or how does it work?
No. What I do is, I've trained the dog for months, so I know the dog, I know their energy level, I know what their tendencies are. And the application that the veterans ask us, you know, that they fill out tells me their lifestyle, how they live, if they have other dogs, if they have a job, if they're in an apartment, uh-huh. all of that. And I pair them up
to
what
them.
I think which dog and temperament is going to match that lifestyle. And that is how we do that.
Is a connection like the instant they see each other typically? Or?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's actually very emotional. It's very emotional. Some veterans have waited a couple years with us. And it's a very, very emotional moment.
They'll start crying when the dog comes towards
them? Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes, that's a common thing. They just burst into tears, hugging the dog. The dog immediately gets up in their lap. A lot of times we'll start licking their face, or they'll sit respectfully, you know, just right there and be hugged. But that's a common thing that they burst into tears. It's what gets us through, because everybody who helps, we're all volunteers. I'm a volunteer. We have one paid staff, and it is our secretary.
Yeah, well,
and it's those moments that you remember when it gets really, really hard and you're tired and you're, you know, I'm working 72 hours a week between that and my job. But it's worth it when you see that kind of hope and feeling that it brings.
I'm getting goosebumps listening to that interaction. I can only imagine it. Shannon Walker, NorthwestBattleBuddies.org. Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.